Hi everyone, you're welcome back again to Voice of Life with Awori Ojumolo. Hey, hello.
Hello.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing extremely great. Yeah, I'm so excited to have you here today. Nice. You know, after so many. What did you say?
I said it's nice to hear that you're doing well.
Exactly. So, what have you been up to? Like, what have you been doing of recent? How is the lockdown? How is the COVID?
Well, we've been locked down. So, it's exactly as the word says, lockdown. So, mostly we've been inside watching Big Brother Naija lockdown.
Oh, and are you enjoying Big Brother Naija?
Yeah, I am. I'm trying.
Oh, vote for Lincoln. Yes, so the icon, like the guy is actually trying, like for real.
Icon, yes. For life.
Like, as in, if you're looking for the realest of the realest, like Lincoln, I stand. Yeah. So that's good. Oh, my people. Oh, sorry. We not leave you. Like, as in, the thing they odd now. So how is your day going, my people? Thank you for coming again. And have you listened to my former episode? Wow. That was amazing, like amazing. But today we're going to be having you with someone special. Black boy, dimple guy. Don't worry.
I'm anonymous too.
Exactly. So, hello. It's been a while I've known you, right?
Yeah, it's been ages.
Yeah, it's been a while. So I would love to, you know, we met through a very, very good fellowship. I'm not going to talk about very good fellowship. Okay. You understand? So, what do you think about this religion of a thing? Well, talk about religion. Do people actually serve God or serve human beings that call themselves pastors or what?
Okay.
Do we actually serve our God? Or what do you think? Like, I know you to be a young pastor in the Christ, to be a very vibrant person and social person. Let me throw this to you. You were a vibrant and you were a social person. How did you undo it?
Okay, from my own school of thought, okay, what religion is to me? I think I have to say how it is for me before I say generally. Do you understand?
Okay.
Yeah, to me, basically, you know, there's a saying by Karl Marx that said that religion is the opium of the masses, right? And what that means to me, basically, is that religion is like Igbo. You know this India M?
Yes.
Yeah, religion is like Igbo, this India M. When you take it, it shocks you, basically. And what that means is, when you are a religious person, you might even end up hurting God, and you don't know you are hurting God because it's shocking you. Now, let me give an instance from the Bible. The Pharisees, they claimed that they knew God, but they were about to murder him. They were taking him to the cross, but they claimed that they knew God. That's a clear example of a religious person. You claim to know God, but you don't actually know God. So you might even be leading him to the place where you want to crucify him, and you still be claiming, I am a Christian, I am a religious person, and you are about to kill the Son of God. So you get what I'm trying to say? But basically, yeah, how have I been able to handle religion and social life. Being a Christian and being social at the same time? First, I tell people, I say, Christianity, everyone knows Christianity is a way of life, yeah?
Yeah.
For me, Christianity is a relationship, and that relationship is between you and God.
Exactly.
The truth is, what you do at one point in time affects, influences people around you. But there won't be much influence if you don't have a relationship with God first. I try to maintain the relationship with God. It's a thing between me and God. What you think doesn't matter. What God thinks is what matters to me. So if my relationship with God is not strong enough, I don't try to preach. I don't try to talk to people about Christianity. I don't try to prove to be a Christian. I work with my relationship with God first. Now, I've come to understand that also God is not against our social life.
Why do you say that? Why do you say God is not against social life?
God is never against our social life. Now, why I say that is that there's a verse in the scripture that says that you are being set free, that you've been given freedom. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
But the later part of that verse says that you should make sure your freedom doesn't affect people's lives. Now, but the first part says you are free. God is not trying to hold us ransom because we give our lives to Him. He's not trying to say, He's not trying, God doesn't force. I hope you know.
Yeah. So,
He's not saying don't do this because you have to do this. It's allowing you to do your will actually, but making sure your will is in conformity with His will.
I grab that.
Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He's not saying don't do your will. He's saying, yeah, do your will, but make sure your will is in conformity with His will. So if my will says that, guy, I want to go to a party tonight, okay, and in the party, if, for instance, the scripture says when you go to parties, don't talk to bad people. Now, it doesn't mean I shouldn't go to parties, but making sure that I'm in conformity with God's will, I don't talk to people. That's if the scripture says it. Do you understand? I'm just giving an instance.
Yes, I understand.
So, that's why I said that. Basically, to me, I don't know about everyone else, but to me, God is not against my social life. God is not saying I shouldn't be social. God is not expecting me to be nothing tired every day. No, that's not God. some people just try to classify it to the way you look. I have to be on scarf as a lady, looking all confused and all, thinking you are trying to please God.
Hold on. I love where you're actually going to. Yes, I like where you're going to. So, now you're telling us that your physical appearance doesn't say you are not a believer, right?
Yeah.
What's your own perspective about, okay, if you go to club and you see a lady who is like someone you know that, wow, this lady is a child of God, like, wow. Why is she dressing up like this? What is your own, opinion about that? Yeah.
Yeah, basically for every normal person who, you know, we are the kind of Christians we have in this generation, the kind of Christians that they say they don't want to judge, but in their mind they judge. Now that happens when you go to a club, for instance, and you see a lady you've known to be in the church, you see her dancing, or probably dancing with a guy. Your first mentality says, oh, this girl is backsliding. But we tend to neglect the fact that it is about relationship with God. You don't know the step that girl has taken in terms of relationship with God. You don't know what she's doing with God. You don't know. You can't even say what's between her and God. But you tend to say, because you see her dancing with a guy, you say, oh, she has backslided. So we judge a lot, but we tend to say we don't judge. So for me personally, if I see such kind of girl at club, I prefer conversation first. You don't judge people by what you see.
Wow. So now, if I am to see you the very first day, and I don't actually know you from anywhere or something, and I see you smoking, drinking, or rocking
with
girls
in the
party. And what?
You won't see me smoking.
Because you will not smoke?
No, because I won't.
Okay, what about rocking girls? Or even if maybe I caught you sleeping with a girl.
Those things that you might never see happen. No.
But you look like someone who can actually do such.
Yeah, well, if you see me in a party and you see me, okay, most likely what you get to see is me dancing with a girl. Okay? You see me in a party, for instance, and you see me dancing with a girl. Yeah, I know at some point you might just feel, well, to me, I'm just a social being. So at some point, a normal person will feel it's just catching cruise. It's just being social. But a Christian in that sense, or let me not say Christian, a religious person in that sense, you know, there's a difference between a religious person and a Christian.
Now,
a religious person in that sense will feel, this guy cannot be a Christian for him to be dancing with this kind of person. But let me bring out a point. See, we are not asked to become, we are not asked to be a light in the midst of light. If there's light in a room, for instance, and you bring in a candle, the candle doesn't reflect in that light because there's already light in that place. But we are asked to become a light in the midst of darkness. That's where you get to shine brighter. You understand? If I take that same candle and I take it somewhere dark, it will reflect. But it won't shine where there's light. You're not a light in the midst of light. You're a light in the midst of darkness. Once you get that thought, you understand that there's no way you will say you want to be a Christian and still not try as much as possible to shine your light in the midst of darkness, in the midst of people with darkness. Do you get my point, Abra?
Yes, I got your point.
So, but most Christians, most religious persons want to be in the garden of likely Christians and be shining their light within them instead of them shining it in darkness, in those dark places.
Exactly. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Wow. All
right.
So don't tell me you've not fallen into temptation before, like...
Well, I've fallen into temptation before and I fell well.
How did you handle that? What kind of temptation was that?
Well, it's getting personal, but let me just say, for me, my temptation has to do with lust, it has to do with normal things, girls and all. And if I will not be lying to myself, I've fallen into numerous temptations.
Wow.
Yeah, but how do I handle it? Like I said earlier, I try as much as possible to deepen my relationship with God, because that's what matters. So most times when those temptations happen, I know God is always willing to forgive. Doesn't mean we have to go back in there. Doesn't mean we have to sin and ask God for forgiveness, then go back to that sin. Okay? I know God forgives. When I fall into temptation, I pray to God, I ask for forgiveness. And I ask God, most importantly, I ask God to give me the strength not to fall in that same temptation again. That's where I stop it, basically, and it has been working.
That's good. That's actually nice. You've done extremely well. Because at least you've shed more light to what some people do understand.
Yeah,
and as for today, to my listeners, you've all heard today from a very, very... I just wish you guys can know this person I'm talking to. Because when we talk about a Christian, a believer... Okay, no, let me just say a Christian. When we talk about a believer, this person is actually a believer. And when we talk about social life, he is 100... I would say it is 100% sociable, because when you see him, you'll be like, wow, isn't this person talking? Isn't the person talking? Because you'll be like, wow. And you're telling me this person is a believer. That is just it. Because you don't have to write it on your forehead that you are a believer. It's your attitude, your way of life. It's not until your dressing says a lot. No, it can actually be Abba. We're now in 21st generation. So, my people, thank you so much for listening. We are grateful. Thank you so much. 8 countries and still counting. 8 countries and we're still counting. Thank you so much. If you have anything to actually advertise, we are available. You need a sponsor, you need a counselor, we are 100% available. Thank you so much from today. Your girl, your baby girl, Juju, Jumon with the sauce energy. Thank you so much. See you. Bye. Thank you.